We end our news stories with a man who says he has not turned his house into a Japanese restaurant, but first fears for the future of a Norwich factory.
More than 200 jobs will be lost if a firm with nearly 100 years of history in Norwich closes its city factory. Heat Ray Sadia has been manufacturing water heating and heating products in Norwich since the company was established in 1920. But parent company, Baxi Heating UK, announced 204 roles look set to go at the company's Hurricane Way site, which is expected to close. Norwich North MP Chloe Smith said it was terrible news, while Norwich South MP Clive Lewis added, "We don't want to be turned into another city that doesn't make things anymore." The firm said that the changes were necessary to make the company stronger, but recognised significant implications for staff.
A Norwich city centre coffee shop has been told to improve its hygiene standards after being given a one-star rating by inspectors. The Cafe Nero on Gentleman's Walk was given the rating by food hygiene officers from Norwich City Council in December. Inspectors said there was poor cleaning and sanitation and said items including shelving fridge shelves and a rear wall which had cobwebs were in need of cleaning. In its food hygiene and safety section, one of three which made up the report said the branch was failing to comply with the law in many respects, with significant lapses in food handling practices. But a spokesman for Cafe Nero said the hygiene and safety of our team and customers are of the highest priority for us. The issues raised were isolated to the time of the visit and where needed have been immediately addressed. They said, to quote, "All our Norwich stores hold full hygiene scores and we look forward to welcoming the Environmental Health Officer back to rescore this store." The brand's three other branches in the city centre hold five-star ratings.
The team behind a Norwich pub, which has pulled its last pint, have expressed their sadness that they were not able to reach an agreement with the venue's owners to keep it open until a new tenant is found. The York Tavern on Leicester Street in the Golden Triangle closed when the lease on the property expired. The closure comes after the team revealed that talks for a new 20-year lease with their landlords, EI Public and Partnerships, had broken down in October. While the team were unable to agree a suitable lease with EI, they did offer to run the pub until a new tenant could be found, meaning that the popular watering hole would stay open and maintain its place within the community. But Russell Evans, the operator of the York Tavern, said EI had not responded to the team's offer. "I think for staff, customers and the community at large, it's a travesty. It's a real community pub. People are really sad that it's closing." A spokesperson for EI Public and Partnerships said, "We can confirm that the York Tavern will close for a short period following the current publican's decision to cease trading. We would like to reassure the local community that we plan to reopen the pub as soon as possible with a new operator and look forward to welcoming guests for a drink."
With a large illuminated sign at the front, a dedicated Facebook page and a phone number, it has all the hallmarks of a restaurant. But owner Orlando Williams insists that his seven-bedroom house on Earlham Road in Norwich is not operating as a Japanese eatery. Unhappy neighbours claim he has been running a restaurant inside the property since October last year without permission. It has led to Norwich City Council investigating the premises over a possible breach of planning regulations. But former restaurateur Mr. Williams denies the allegations against him. That is despite the installation of a large illuminated sign outside his house which reads Orlando's. The word Sakura is also printed above the front door, which is the same name as his previous restaurant on Burr Street. Norwich City Council said it has made numerous visits to the property but has not been able to establish whether or not it is being used as a restaurant.
For centuries, it served as law courts and a prison, close to one of the city's most revered buildings. However, this year, the Shire Hall in Norwich could be set to become a place where people are encouraged to achieve the one thing some of the historic building's previous visitors were not permitted to do: escape. The former Law House is being touted as a new location for an escape room game, organised as part of a partnership between the Norfolk Museum Service and a company called History Mystery. It's the same combination that last year brought the Merchant's Vaults game to the Museum of Norwich at the Bridewell, which has proved ever popular since its May launch. In a report to the Norfolk Joint Museums Committee, Steve Miller, NMS Assistant Director, revealed that the building would soon host the new game. However, Lisa Willett of History Mystery said the game was still a way off from being a sealed deal. The interactive games see players locked in a room filled with clues and codes that they must crack to escape within a certain time period.
That's all for this edition of Chatterbox. All the features were taken from the Eastern Evening News with the kind permission of Archant, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for this audio version. You are receiving this recording as you have provided Chatterbox with your contact details. Chatterbox will never provide your data to any other organisation, and we promise to keep your details secure. You can ask to change or delete your data at any time by emailing contact@cbtn.org.uk or by calling 01603 765 365. When you have finished with this memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn the address label over, and there is no postage to pay at all. Don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week. Keep your memory stick until you have listened to all that interests you. We hope you have enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. Your readers this week were Bridget Cook and James McGarry on part one of the recordings, and me, Ree Chakraborty, and Richard Matthew on part two. Brian Kerridge was the sound recordist, and Sarah Lusher was the editor. That's all from Chatterbox this week, and so from me, Ree Chakraborty, goodbye.
And from me, Richard Matthew, goodbye.